English punk duo Slaves, Isaac Allman and Laurie Vincent play the headline stage at Reading Festival on Saturday, August the 27th, and then they're in Leeds for the Leeds Festival on Sunday, August the 28th. They release their brand new album, Take Control, on September the 30th, and tickets are now on sale for their 15-day November UK tour, which brings them to Leeds O2 Academy on Tuesday, November the 15th, and then they're in Sheffield at the O2 Academy on Friday, the November the 25th. We'll have full tour and ticket details and links on all our websites. So it's a busy time for the lads, and to tell us all about it, I'm really pleased to say that my special guest today is Isaac Allman. So tell us, first of all, Isaac, what can fans expect at Reading and Leeds this weekend?
Hello, Graham. You can expect sweat and maybe some blood, maybe some smile. Well, lots of smiles, hopefully. I don't know. It'll be a good old laugh, mate. It's always a good old laugh.
I'm sure it is. Are you going to live up to the name of your forthcoming album, Take Control? Are you going to take control to that unruly crowd at Leeds this weekend?
I don't know if one can take control of the Leeds crowd, but I'll give it a good go.
Do you know what? I've got to ask, you're on the same bill as the likes of Red Hot Chili Peppers and Imagine Dragons. Is this just going to be another day at the office for the Slaves, or do you still get a bit starstruck?
I don't know, sometimes you get starstruck. Me and Laurie definitely do fanboy some people that we meet, but I don't know, the more you kind of get into the scene, you realise that everyone's just a person, and I don't know, it becomes a little bit more normal. But it's definitely not just a normal day at the office. Like, being main stage Reading and main stage Leeds is like, I don't know, it's another level. Like, they were the festivals that we went to when we were younger, and I don't think we'd ever imagine that we'd even be on the bill for these festivals, like, let alone being on the main stage. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
I mean, what's your history with Leeds? I mean, you must have played it many times. I mean, how do you find the crowds?
We played it. Kind of worked our way up the stages. We played the introducing stage, then we played what was the lock-up stage, and then we did the NME stage, and then now we're doing the main stage. And it kind of started off a bit slower for us in Leeds. So obviously, like, because we're a southern band down south, we kind of did a bit better at first. But as time's gone on, it's I don't know. I even think the northern crowd is even more wild for us now than down south sometimes. I think Leeds is going to go off.
Oh, tremendous. Well, do you know what? I wanted to ask you about what has been going through your mind when you step out onto that stage. I mean, we've all seen festivals, not least of all the likes of Leeds, Reading, Glastonbury, the rest of it. But you're actually on stage looking out at that crowd of thousands of people. Is it terrifying, or is it kind of what you live for?
To be honest, mate, it's completely what I live for. I absolutely love playing live. For me, I think, I don't know, it's the only kind of time my mind feels quiet and I feel comfortable is when I step out on stage. And I don't know, the more the merrier. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you ever get any last minute nerves that you might forget your own lyrics or anything like that? Or does it just come natural to you?
You shouldn't overthink things like that. Like, you should just trust muscle memory, and it'll just come out naturally. The more you think about it, the more you're likely to forget. So we just kind of go out and just, yeah, do our thing.
You're also going to be back on tour in November, and I've mentioned with the headline tour, and you will be playing sets in Leeds and Sheffield. I'm just wondering, how will that be any different from what people are going to get to see this summer? How different a set will that be?
We'll be doing a lot more from my new album during the November tour. And I don't know, it kind of feels like a completely different ball game, like, doing festivals to doing tours. But yeah, I reckon it's going to be carnage.
Well, look, your debut album, Are You Satisfied? It were described as British punk with arshy blues, garage riffs. What can people expect from your new offering, Take Control?
I think it definitely follows on from what we've done before, and I don't think we've strayed too far from our roots. But it definitely feels like a progression. It feels like there's definitely points where it goes a lot heavier. There's definitely points where it goes a lot softer as well. But I think throughout there's still that sort of rawness and that sort of almost DIY sound, but even though it is quite well produced. But I think it's definitely a follow-up, you know.
Well, I've got to ask you about that, because I know it was partly recorded in California and it produced by one of the legends of early hip-hop and New York punk, Mike D. Now, what was that experience like? And did he really take control, or was it more of a case of collaborating with him to evolve your sound?
It was, yeah, the experience was mind-blowing, to be honest. It was just from a couple of boys from, like, small towns in Kent to be recording in, like, a posh studio in Los Angeles alone was like a mad experience. And then on top of that, you had the fact that one of my like complete heroes, Mike B, was like producing it, and it turned out that he was just like a really sound, down to earth, lovely bloke as well. We all got on really well and shared many a joke, and yeah, the whole experience was just amazing. I'll never forget it.
It must have been another one of those kind of pinch-yourself moments, but I heard that several tracks on the album were recorded on vintage equipment that were actually used by the Beastie Boys on their classic records. Why go retro?
I don't know. There were no rules to this album. I think before we had a formula and we kind of stuck to our own instruments and we were a bit more tight with it, but I think now we kind of let go of all that and there's kind of the tracks up where I'm playing bass and Lloyd's playing guitar. Like there's kind of a lot more synthy songs, and we use drum machines. And I've started experimenting a bit more with my vocals. Like I'm rapping on a track with Mike as well on one track. And yeah, I don't know. We've mixed it up a lot more.
I were interviewing Johnny Rotten quite recently, and I asked him about advice to new up and coming bands. And he basically said, tear the rule book up. You know, it's all about trying to revolutionise the sound, and there's no point repeating things. Take things forward. I guess you guys are leading the way with that, aren't you?
I like to think so, yeah. I mean, we're labelled as a punk band, but in reality, punk, something that's been and gone. I think the attitude's still there. But I don't know, yeah. I like to think that we're doing something fresh.
I must admit, I love the attitude on your latest video that's out there. It'll be on our website, so people can go have a look at it. That's called Spit It Out. It's a bit of a snapshot of your daily lives in Tunbridge Wells and New Cross, isn't it? And it looks manic. I mean, does that pretty much sum up your lifestyle at the moment?
Occasionally. I don't know, we have a very strange lifestyle, I think, me and Laurie, especially right now. It's very sporadic. Like, 1 minute we're on tour and it's all a bit wild, and then the next minute you're sitting in your living room, like, twiddling your thumbs, feeling anxious. And it's, I don't know, yeah, we live a very strange, sporadic lifestyle. But I'm looking forward to going on tour and getting busy again, because I'm not very good with time off.
I just wondered as well, there were another hero of yours who I think you worked with on the track Steer Clear, which was Baxter Jury, who, just to remind everybody, is Ian Jury's son. He lent his vocals on a duet that you do. How did that come about?
I can't actually remember how we first got chatting to Baxter. We've known him for quite a while. I think he spoke about the Six Music program once, and then we ended up corresponding with him. And then me and Laurie just had a bit of studio time at the Shoreditch Grind, which is just like a little studio on Old Street Roundabout in London. And then I can't remember what happened. We had this track. It was like just quite a nice little ditty that me and Laurie had wrote, and we were just like, yesterday called Baxter on it. So he gave him a text and was just like, listen, we're in the studio, do you want to come down? And it turned out he was free that day. So he came down, and yeah, we recorded it there and then, and pretty much stayed as it was.
I don't suppose there's any chance he might be coming on the tour with you or appearing on any of the gigs during November, is he?
There's no plans for it at the moment, but that is something that we would like to do. We have spoke about it, and I think it'd be a nice touch.
And then just referring back to the festivals, obviously, this weekend, a couple of things. From a fan point of view, I mean, you've played that many festivals. What advice would you give to fans to get the most out of the experience of coming to the likes of Leeds Festival?
I don't know, just maybe don't... I don't know, because I'm one of those guys at a festival that I never make a plan. I never end up seeing who I want to see. And I don't know, don't feel bad about just sitting in the campsite and doing nothing as well. Just wander about and see what happens. Don't set yourself too many guidelines.
I guess as long as they're there on the Saturday in Reading and Sunday in Leeds to see you guys, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you know what? There'll be a lot of bands playing festivals for the first time, and they'll be pretty much terrified about thinking about what a festival's going to sell. What advice would you give to bands who are playing the festival for the first time?
Just take it all in. Just enjoy it. Enjoy every moment. Be in the moment. Be present. Because nerves are good. Don't worry if you feel nervous. Like, nerves are definitely a good thing. Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about like how big your crowd is and stuff as well, and crowd reactions. Get on stage and just enjoy it.
And just a final thing. I mean, obviously you've got millions of fans out there. I mean, I was just amazed. I've just been looking at some of your videos online, and they've got over 1 million views. You know, it's just crazy, isn't it? But you've got a lot of fans out there. What message would you have for them?
Thank you very much for investing in our art. It means the world to us. We love every single one of you. Cheers.
All right, mate. Well, listen, we'll really look forward to seeing you this weekend. I just remind everybody, you're playing Reading Festival on Saturday, August the 27th, and then you're in Leeds Festival on Sunday, August the 28th. You've got the new album out, Take Control, September the 30th, and you've got this big 15-day November UK tour that we will be signposting to on all our websites. Isaac, thank you ever so much for your time.
My pleasure, mate.
Have a great gig. See you soon, mate.
Nice one. Cheers, mate. See you later.
Bye-bye.